outstanding content, but when it's time to deliver, they fall flat on their ridiculous faces. Enter LA Talk Radio, a cool, irreverent, and entertaining talk station that delivers totally original content without any commercials. Log on to latalkradio.com and get involved with the best talk radio station on the internet. LA Talk Radio, we say what we want.
This station presents Real American Heroes.
Real American Heroes.
Today we salute you, Mr. Cross-Dressing Halloween Costume Wearer.
Mr. Cross-Dressing Halloween Costume Wearer.
We know how you longingly look in your wife's closet when she's away at her mother's, wondering to yourself how a slinky silk cocktail dress would feel against your manly skin.
Sometimes you just want to.
You killed two birds with one stone, Mr. Cross-Dressing Halloween Costume Wearer, creating a party costume and satisfying your deepest desires.
You sure have the legs for it.
Control top pantyhose sure does the trick.
No more tummy bulge, yeah.
So this Halloween, when you see Ed from shipping in a wig, makeup, and a sequined evening gown, make sure to catcall and compliment Mr. Cross-Dressing Halloween Costume Wearer, a real American hero.
Mr. Cross-Dressing Halloween Costume Wearer.
All those shoes are to die for. Do they come in a size 13?
Get ready for the best morning show on any kind of radio. Broadcasting live from the palatial studios of LA Talk Radio, get ready for Sam and Kara in the morning. Give Sam and Kara a call at 323-203-0815. And now, here are your hosts, Sam and Kara.
Good morning, Kara. Good morning, everyone. It's Tuesday, October 26th. The month is almost over. I remember only yesterday we said it's a new month. What the hell is going on
this
there?
This year is almost over.
Yeah, huh?
Let's not go
2010.
Let's not go down that path.
Hardly felt it.
Barely. Well, no, it beat the shit out of me. 2010 was like, oh, yeah.
Yeah, I kicked your ass a little bit.
Yeah, it's good, though. It was good. I guess. You can always look at the silver lining. And
yeah, exactly. You got on a radio show for
Absolutely. Out. Actually, no, I've had some cool things happen. It's just been kind of a rocky road. But, you know, I always look at it, too, like the fun stuff. I had a, you know, I've got great friends. Had a great time.
Yeah. You've lasted quite a while. I mean, since February, right?
Yeah. That's like by the way, guys, I'm staying on the show. If you haven't figured it out. I couldn't even get it together to leave.
It's easier to stay.
Yeah. Oh, man, it's so funny how we think we have these big plans, and then just, it's so funny.
Mm-hmm. Like, I knew you would never leave.
Really?
Yeah. Of course
I know. Everybody thought I didn't leave. Do you know I packed in my car?
Really?
My whole car's still packed up.
Really?
Whole car's packed up.
Wow, you're crazy.
I was going to leave.
No, I knew you wouldn't. You know why? Because you want to be here. You want this kind of lifestyle. You want to pursue your career. And, you know, if you went back after 10 years, 8, 9 years, I don't know how long you've been here, it's like giving up, you know? It's like you nullify everything that you've done so far.
Yeah, I know. You sent me a long email.
Go back to the beginning.
Sam pretty much spelled it out in the email, like you're a loser if you leave, that you're going to fucking give up everything.
Not quite like that.
Right? No, I know. You weren't being mean.
Right. I'd like to hope that it helped you a little bit with your decision.
You know, it's all cumulative. I mean, it wasn't that I didn't want to be here. I just honestly didn't see a way, and I'd been trying so hard, and things weren't happening. And then it's kind of like once I kind of gave up, something happened. It's interesting how that works. Like a few things opened up, like three or four things opened up that were pretty
But great. I don't think it just gave up. I'm sure you took steps, you know? Things don't just happen.
No, I just think that, like, sometimes you push stuff, and the doors aren't opening, and then you just stop, and then the right thing comes. It's about being open, or maybe out of the way. And I also have a different belief system that, you know, we have our plans and you should work at things, but I also believe, like, is it what you're supposed to be doing or not? And I do believe that sometimes we can labor in vain.
You can
work really hard at the wrong thing that's not the right thing for you. And like, is that really God's plan in your life or not? And I believe that, you know. And then it's not like you get a blueprint or an email from God, but it's kind of in your spirit you sense. And I really felt like I was trying to maybe run away from some stuff, and I was just tired, and, you know, I would, even tires me to talk about it. But things, a lot of things happened over, not overnight, but pretty quickly, boom, boom, boom. Mm-hmm. And I felt like, you know, a lot of weight's been lifted and I feel excited and happy and, you know, and it's so interesting how your circumstance, and not even just your circumstance, but the way you think can change mm-hmm. like this, you know, it's really like my brain just changed.
Really?
Yeah. My brain just changed.
It changed.
It changed, Sam. My brain just changed overnight. Just done changed on me. That's how they talk down in Texas, in Baycliff, Texas, where I'm from. My dad's girlfriend, she'd yell at my dad going, dial phone. Get the phone. Get hold to the phone. I need you to pick up the phone. And then she'd get mad at me and my brother in the car when we were growing up, and she'd be like, cool it, kids, cool it. I need you to cool it.
Did you ever have a Texas accent?
Probably, but really? I worked really hard on not having
it's so one. It's so weird. I'm thinking that you would, you know?
Well, I mean, if I really were to talk like that, it'd be kind of like this.
Yeah.
A little bit more, not as hick, but just a little bit more of a twang.
Right.
But no, I mean, I have like my cousins that talk like, they talk more like this. Or they're like, oh, well, Bo and I went to the Stower, and then we went and picked out some milk, and everything's a question.
Yeah.
And how are you doing today, Sam? And do you like the color blue? And I don't know about you, but I like it like this. Mm-hmm. It's very, like, a question.
Yeah.
But no, I don't really talk like any of that. Yeah. But if I wanted to, I can be more Southern.
Yeah.
Just a little bit, just a slider little
well,
bit.
Well, good thing you worked hard on it.
Well, I mean, if I really want to influence somebody, I'll just kind of put it on a bit, and people think it's cute.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll be like, I don't know that much. I'm just from the South.
Yeah.
Oh, how you doing? Great. Real slight. No big deal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. It takes some getting used to. I mean, some people really have heavy accents, you know?
No, I'm going to talk like this the rest of the
The show?
The show, yeah.
No, don't do that.
You don't like it country?
No, it sounds good, but I mean, I don't know if I can handle it from you.
Can't handle it from me? Why? Is it just too sweet? I'm not that sweet, huh? It's a little too sweet. It's a little too country.
It's not too sweet. No, I don't know what it is. It's weird.
It's just not me. You're not used to hearing me talk like this.
No, it's not you. Yeah.
Well, Sam, you know, you got to get used to who I really am.
Oh, yeah. Well, I will.
And
you got some long-ass earrings today, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. They're pretty long.
Jingle, 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 jingle. So, my phone has a block caller feature.
Ah.
Now, a long time ago, I had an ex-boyfriend. I tried to block his phone call. And I called my cell phone provider, and they said, we cannot block cell phones.
Really?
Did you know that cell phone numbers? They said they can't block them.
No, I didn't realize
that. So I was
like,
shit. Okay, well, that's going to be tough. Well, then I got this new phone, and it has block caller, and you add them to a reject list.
Mm.
So there's somebody that I could, like I've mentioned in the past, that creeps up once in a while. Not good for me, but very, very tempting.
Right.
And I saw, oh, now I don't have an excuse. There's a block caller button.
Right.
So, but you know, I didn't want to push it. I was like, oh gosh. But I'm kind of over this whole phase of my life. So I'm like, this needs to be done.
Yeah.
You know.
But I mean, you know the numbers, so you don't have to answer it, right? I mean,
I don't normally answer it anyway, but it's still tempting. Just seeing the number, it's one of these situations where even if you see the number, you see the text, you see the call, you know there's a voicemail there.
Right.
It's just, it puts it in your mind.
I see.
It's more just get it out of your mind, get out of your heart. Don't even, it's just temptation.
Really?
I don't want it. And so I pushed the block call button, and I felt really empowered yesterday, and I was like, blocked him. You know, like, and then I kind of felt like, you know, this is going to be good for me. I'm not going to see this anymore. And I'm really out of sight, out of mind.
That's funny. But you don't really dislike the person. You just don't want to hear from them.
I don't like what we don't have the same goals in mind when it comes to men and women relationships.
I see. Okay.
We don't. And I'm trying to just, you know, disconnect from that.
I see. Okay.
Yeah. Just, you know.
And if you just say, please leave me alone, that won't do?
You know, there's been so many years of this, so it's kind of
really?
Like, yeah, it's one of these things where, not consistently, but, you know, 6 months here, 3 months there, 2 months, you know what I mean? It's one of these things, gone like that for years. And it's just a really deep attraction I have to this person that, you know.
But you think it's a fatal attraction.
You're very much, yeah. Because you can't change people. And, I mean, the last time we talked, he was very clear that he doesn't want what I want right now.
Right.
And if he does want it, it's going to be another day in time and space down the road.
Right.
And, you know, I'm trying to say this without it going into all the details. Basically,
obviously.
Yeah, basically, we just don't want the same things. And it kind of hit me like, you know, maybe I'm trying to really, you know, even though I accept a lot of when we hang out, we're just having fun or whatever. Mm-hmm. But, you know, in the back of my mind, I still, I can't help but want the person. You
yeah,
know what I mean?
Yeah.
And he definitely wants me too, just not the same way.
Not in the same way.
Not in the same way.
Yeah.
And so I was really like, you know, just let it die. I mean, I know there's been a lot of people that have been down this path, and I know way better than to be this girl. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I really do. I'm not a wuss kind of girl like I usually just boom. I'm very strong about those kind of situations. Right. But this is
We know that already about you.
But he's kind of like kryptonite to me. So anyway, I pushed the blocked call button on my phone.
Uh-huh.
And what the hell? Wake up this morning and I've got a missed call from him in a voicemail.
Really?
Yes. And I'm like, my freaking blocked
so
caller
block
button. No, I reblocked it, but it just doesn't work. It's
really?
Like, I'm telling you, I don't think you can block cell phone numbers. So I had to hear his voicemail.
Like, you don't have to hear it. You can delete it.
Well, I heard it. I was like, man.
So he's not giving up, huh? I mean, I don't get guys like that, you know?
Because he knows,
he knows
that if he stays fun and cute, mm-hmm. that I'll eventually pick up the phone
mm-hmm.
and we'll hang out. He knows that if he keeps pursuing it.
Okay, so he knows you.
He knows that it may be months before I do.
Yeah.
But there may
but
be that slight chance.
Break down and give in?
Possibly.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I've gotten months and months of not seeing him and then
finally
picked up the phone. So, but no, I mean, I really do kind of feel over it, which is good, you know. Mm-hmm. I really feel over it. You know, you kind of sit back and look at this. You remove your emotions and you look at the situation and go, this is really what's going on here. Da-da-da-da-da, and this is da-da-da-da-da.
Yeah.
You know.
So he wants different things from what you want.
Yes. Okay. Very much so. Very much so.
Yeah.
He just wants fun. He just wants to have fun. He wants to, you know, hang out, have fun, laugh, joke, da-da-da-da.
Right. And you're ready for a relationship? Is that what it is?
I just think that I'm young and I'm in my youth. And I don't think he deserves it.
So why not have fun, you know?
Well, I know, but he doesn't deserve it.
Oh,
like,
okay.
He doesn't deserve my youth.
He doesn't. Doesn't deserve my youth.
He doesn't.
I like that.
Well, it's the truth. Like, I'm, you know, I'm in my 20s and I'm hot and let's be honest, you know. And, you know, he just wants to have fun. Well, screw him, you know. Go find another girl.
So you don't just want to have fun.
I do. That's the problem is that I have only wanted to have fun. That's why it kind of worked out, but I don't want that as a goal with someone. Do you know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
Like, I'm not ready to have children right now or be completely married, but I'm definitely not in a place where I never want to be with a guy that his end result is only that. Like, that is a turnoff, and it's frustrating to me.
I see.
But
okay.
it's kind of, if you want to say worked, it's kind of worked a bit because he's caught me in a phase of my life where I haven't been ready for those things. But it's just a phase. Whereas for him, this is kind of his thing.
Yeah.
And I told him, I always thought that he was kind of telling me, you know, we kind of hear what we want to hear, you know, and I think I wasn't being that honest, or I wasn't really hearing some things he was saying. So I said, I thought he was telling me he never wants to be married.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Right.
Come to find out, it's not that he never wants to be married. He just doesn't want to do it right now.
Right.
Which means he could possibly be married to some other woman in the future.
Yeah.
Okay. So I told him, I said, if I see you somewhere and you walk in with a girlfriend and or wife, I'm going to go ape shit on you.
Really?
And I'm going to make a scene, and I'm going to get crazy. I'm going to foam at the mouth.
Yeah.
And I will be so angry.
Let me ask you this. If he told you, okay, I'll marry you today, would you?
No.
Okay.
No, I wouldn't marry anybody today.
Yeah. Tomorrow?
No, I wouldn't marry anybody tomorrow.
All right.
No. I mean, we're talking about just a level of commitment and a level of I want you. And the thing is it doesn't matter. This is toxic. So it's like you can't take something that's toxic and try to make it right.
I see. Okay.
I mean, I just need to be honest with myself and grow up and go, you know what, this is just been fun and he's a fun guy. And
yeah, I'm sure you know what's good for you. And,
well, and to be honest, I mean, just to kind of like give more detail than I should on the radio, he's a successful comedian.
Uh-huh.
He's very funny.
Mm-hmm.
And I have a huge talent crush on the person.
Talent crush.
You know what I mean? When you really admire their talent and their ability and all that stuff. So I think that some of that had a more of a play, you know, on the situation than it just being a regular guy.
Okay. Still sounds cryptic, but okay.
Well, you know what I'm saying? If there's somebody they're doing what you want to do on a level, you want to do it, and they're really like somebody you admire there's a unique talent they have, and they're just so great at it.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
It's kind of like that.
Okay. Talent envy.
Yeah, but it doesn't mean you have to, like, you know, hang out with the person and everything. You could just go see their show.
Yeah. Which is probably, a lot simpler, huh?
I should have just went to go see the shows and just stayed there. But anyway, no, so my block call button didn't work.
Didn't work. Oh,
no.
Well.
Yeah. So you guys say prayers for me so I don't...
Okay, will do. So you don't get bothered anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we have a person that flaked out the other day, last week.
Uh-oh, here we go.
And
it wasn't me, guys.
No, it wasn't you. And she sent me an email saying, you know, I was stuck in traffic, whatever, and I can't make it, but I'd like to reschedule. So we rescheduled for today. Do you see her anywhere around here?
No,
okay.
Sam.
So it's all fucking bullshit. People are full of lies in this town, and I'm starting to get tired of this shit. So I'm not fucking auditioning anybody, especially now that we don't need to anymore because you made your decision. And I was pretty much, I have to live with your decision.
Yeah. Well, he's like, okay, fine.
We're so everybody was still stuck with Kara.
That's okay. We're still going to bring hot girls on the show for Sam. Mm. Bring some hot ladies here.
Yeah. Maria was pretty hot yesterday, huh?
She's a very pretty woman.
Yeah, very pretty. And very ambitious, too, which was amazing. You
yeah.
know? But on Facebook, she thanked some other fucking radio show that had her, and she didn't mention anything about us. I was kind of irritated.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You're on Facebook a lot. I mean, obviously, my laptop...
No, not a lot, but I mean, I check it out a few times a day, for sure.
Yeah, I guess those days of mine are over since my laptop was stolen.
Yeah. God, I feel bad for you.
Eh,
so
whatever.
What do you do? You use your roommate's computer?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's been kind of freeing, to be honest, because I was on the internet a lot, like 8 hours a day working on something, you know, or I was on the computer working on something, or, you know, and it just was really... Yeah, it's tiring. I don't think it's natural to be on the computer that long. It's not natural at all, but, I mean, computers don't
A lot of things we do are not natural, but you have to do it. I mean, it's part of the
Yeah, but I think that there's, the you have to have a little bit of, you know, balance, I guess. Or
yeah.
I hate to use the word balance because I think it's too new age. But I think you need to get out and see Earth, and you need to get some fresh air, and you need to just, you know.
Absolutely, but you don't have to lose your laptop in order to do that, obviously.
No, Sam, you don't, but I'm just saying, I think it was a good kind of, like, wake-up
call. I see. It sort of, like, happened for a reason, you think.
Yeah, well, I'm always going to find the good side of it, you know?
I see. Okay. Miss Optimistic here.
Well, what else is there?
Well, you can complain a lot.
Yeah, that's draining.
Yeah.
And it's not life-giving. Hey, shouldn't we take a break real quick? Because you have to go to the bathroom.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
Okay, we never take breaks anymore. But, okay, we'll take a little break. This girl needs one, so we'll be back in a few.
That time we have. No wonder I'm being sad. I'm feeling a new love.
Since we haven't been taking breaks.
Sam just informed me that I need to start having coffee 30 minutes earlier.
Like at home when you first get up in the morning. Because no, the caffeine starts everything working, you know?
Look, did you parts, guys love it, Sam, here in the morning?
All the starts are starting to move.
Well, I'm just, you know, whatever.
Whatever.
You never know when all of it's going to work, so I'm just saying.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I'm just saying
to you, I don't know. So anyway, that was my blocked caller issue. I don't think cell phones can be blocked.
Okay.
On another note, how interesting is this? So I was at the grocery store the other day, and there's this magazine. I think it's called Wired Magazine.
Uh-huh.
And I gravitated towards it because it was like kind of a picture almost of breasts, but it was blocked out a bit.
Oh.
And I was like, ooh, what's this? And it was this doctor that is doing – he's been doing regenerative cell research.
Oh, wow.
And they've been testing to see if they can take fat cells from your abdomen,
mm-hmm.
and fuse them with all this other stuff and then inject them into the breast tissue, and your breast tissue grows.
Oh, wow. Like naturally.
Yeah.
Wow.
And so they're like, I don't know. I didn't read the whole article, but I just kind of skimmed through it. And I don't know if it is working or if that looks like it will be working, but it's kind of their study and then just the concept of, you know, if it's an option for women to get like naturally grown breasts,
right?
Even though it's still not really natural, but whatever, you have these, you know, your breast is regenerating its own tissue.
Right. And all the plastic surgeons will be out of business now.
I mean, that's going to be a huge drop in plastic surgery,
wouldn't
it? Oh,
yeah.
Like, because aren't augmentations?
And I would love that, too.
Yeah.
Because it's naturals. I don't like fake ones.
Yeah.
Yeah. But we don't want everybody with big breasts. We want people with different sizes.
You don't want anybody that looks the same. It's like if everybody's a super skinny or super big or super long hair or short hair. I mean, it's dumb.
Yeah.
I feel like in this town, everybody wants to look alike, though.
You think so? Like the blonde hair and
the makeup. I don't know about the color of hair, but I know like the plastic surgery lips.
Right.
And the fake boobs and the super, super skinny. And I just think that's kind of boring.
And the ugly nose jobs and the facelifts and yeah.
It's just kind of boring.
Yeah.
I think so.
It's true. It does pretty much characterize the town, you know, all these
yeah.
these fake-looking people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's just interesting. It's kind of like everybody's expected to have the same kind of body fat percentage, the same kind of lips, the same kind of hair.
Don't you feel sorry for someone who feels they have to go through, to undergo so much surgery to look good, to be able to accept themselves, you know? That's pretty sad.
I can understand it. I just see, like, in this city, there is a certain current that I feel. And you can either jump in the current or, like, resist it. Mm-hmm. And I think that there is a side, because I used to work in makeup, and I'd see these women come in, and sometimes I'd do their makeup, and they'd sit down in my chair, and I'd work and talk with them. And one lady's talking about, she showed me her facelift scar, and then she was showing, then another lady was talking about the lip job she just got done, which was like, ugh. And she's like, yeah, see, you should do it too, and just, this would make your lip do this. And I was thinking, I was like, listen, lady, I have really great lips, okay?
Yeah. Don't mess with them.
They don't need any help. Thank you very much. But it wasn't that my lips needed help or that they weren't pretty, but she wanted it. She was trying to get me to see how it can look that, have the same look. Because it wasn't, it was just like, this is what's considered pretty for lips now, quote unquote. Your lips should look like this.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And I saw her mindset with it. She's been so conditioned to, and I think a lot of these women too, it's kind of like they just don't feel valuable or beautiful, and they have to keep trying to, it's a lot, I feel like it's the age thing too.
Yeah, it is.
You know?
But you know, you look at like Lisa Rinna or something, you know, and you know, all her lips look ridiculous, and
she
that's
got
all
them,
I can.
She got them reduced.
Yeah, but still, all I can look at is her lips when I, you know, they've got their new, that new show, the new reality show, and I only watch it once. But that's the thing, or when they show her on interviews and stuff, all I can pay attention to is the lips. They just stand out so much. And the funny thing is, on the show, she was telling her daughters to stay away from plastic surgery. And
well, she stuff, came out with an interview saying how she really regretted it, and I think it was like some kind of silicone injection. I'm not sure.
Can't they take it out?
They did. They removed it. Like, her lips are actually have gone down.
Yeah, but it still looks ridiculous.
Oh, they're still
there? I mean, you can't even tell what's going on there. It's like they're wrinkled and, you know, it's not like a normal shape at all.
Hmm. Now, have you watched her show? So what's it called?
Lisa I only watch it. Yeah, Lisa Loves Harry.
And is it a sitcom or is it a...
No, it's a reality show. Oh. They just follow them.
Oh, are they around. Are they in a relationship?
They're married.
Oh, I didn't know that. Okay.
You didn't know Larry Hamlin was married to her?
No.
Yeah.
Okay, there you go.
Yeah.
Interesting couple.
And they have a store right down the street here, like near my house.
What kind of store is it?
It's a fashion store, clothing store for women. But apparently it's not doing very well right now because of the economy.
Yeah, which a lot of places are.
And the place got broken into twice in 1 week, like a couple weeks ago.
Really?
I saw it on the news, yeah.
They just needed to get some nice slacks.
I don't know. And they said it's probably an inside job. But can you imagine doing it twice? I mean, what the fuck?
I worked in a shopping center up in Bel Air.
Right.
And there was a bank. And this is an exclusive kind of little shopping center that's really only for people that live up in Bel Air. I mean, anybody can go there, but it's so secluded, you wouldn't know about it.
Right.
And there's a Starbucks. There's a deli. There's a great jazz restaurant. There's another... nice, I think, Japanese restaurant, and then there's a bank and a little grocery store.
Right.
And it's pretty much all that's up there and off of Mulholland and all those areas.
That's a Starbucks you worked at, right?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, okay.
And a really nice, pretty area. Anyway, it was the bank was robbed there in this tiny little shopping center in the middle of nowhere, like up in Bel Air. And the bank was robbed. And then the same, like, I think the next day it was robbed again.
Really?
Yeah, it was almost like they did it, and they knew that people's guards were like, oh, this bank's been robbed, and they're, like, you know, working on it. I think, like, the next day or the day after, they robbed the bank again. It was kind of like almost, bam, bam.
Yeah.
Like, they didn't think people would be expecting it. As soon as the cops went away and took the report, it was like, bam, 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 bam.
Wow,
they did another. That wasn't a gunshot, but I'm just saying they robbed it again.
Yeah.
Crazy, huh?
Yeah, yeah. But, you know, so you watch that reality show, and you see that, you know, even rich people go through... you know, downtimes and things like that. You know, I mean, I don't even know why they need that business, but it's sort of like, I think, one of those things where she loves to do it. You know, she's totally into it and stuff. And
well,
it's not necessarily a sound
business decision. Well, she's kind of an actress and a TV host, right? But she's not been like a huge star.
No.
She's just done like a few acting gigs.
I don't even know what she did.
Yeah, I don't even know either.
I just know her.
But she's also kind of like, I think she's done, she's been doing TV hosting now.
Oh.
But her husband, what has he done?
He was on, what was that series? He was like on LA Law? I don't know. I don't remember. It was one of those shows that I never watched. But he's like extremely handsome. He's got like this baby face. And so, yeah, he was on a couple shows where he was really famous and hot at the time.
You know, it's funny because I don't think I'd ever want to marry an actor.
No, huh?
No, come on.
Fight for the attention?
No. Not at all.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm sure I'd be attracted to a lot of them, but I just am like, marrying one?
Yeah.
That industry, the craziness. Even if they're not that successful at it or they're like more under the radar.
Right.
Just still.
Yeah.
I think the temptation's
too hard,
crazy.
You know, because people have roles, you know, they're around women all the time. And
yeah,
you know.
I just honestly, I think that as I would not be able to sit there and watch my husband have love scenes or,
right.
You know, I have a hard time believing
yeah,
he's
some people,
not going to
yeah.
feel something.
No, I think they're all into it. I really do, you know. I mean, look how many times they pair up after being in a movie. Look at Brad and Angelina.
Well, yeah, there's tons of them.
Yeah.
Ryan Phillippe and Abbie Cornish, who he left Reese Witherspoon for.
Mm.
Apparently, that's what it says in the... Well, that's the way the tabloids spun it.
Mm-hmm.
But there's just tons of circumstances like that. Like, you know,
yeah.
Jennifer Garner, Ben Affleck, they were in a movie together.
Right.
You know,
yeah.
it's kind
so
of
it
like
does
that.
Happen. That's what I'm saying. I mean, you're intimate with these people. You spend a lot of time with them. Even if there's no love scene, still, you spend a lot of time with these people. There's a certain connection. And sometimes it goes beyond.
I just, yeah, I'm not letting my husband near that.
No, huh?
He needs to go back and work on trucks or whatever it is he's going to do. Work in the computer room or, you know, whatever it is his thing is.
Yeah, but you're not into actors. I think that's why also they break up many times, like, you know, like celebrity couples.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think, first of all, like you said, they're looking for, like, more, they're fighting for the attention, you know, and... Yeah, and I think that some of them have problems with other people being in...
Wouldn't do it. I just wouldn't do it. No,
yeah.
Not going to happen. You need to go back and be an engineer or whatever it is you do.
I see.
And work
okay.
around other women that have mustaches and they just play with Bunsen burners all day.
Right, but if you were an actress, you'd expect them to be able to live with it.
Yes, I do. I know that's right. A double standard, but...
Don't we all have those?
I mean, what are your double standards that you have with you and your wife? Like, it's okay for you to this, but it's not okay for her to that.
Yeah, well, whatever it is, we don't actually do it. But, I mean, I would love to be able to screw around and stuff. You
but
know?
You're never going to do that.
No. And I wouldn't want her to.
Yeah.
So, it's just not happening.
Does she ever talk about men the way you talk about women as far as,
no,
like,
no?
No. If she
never.
Did, would that bother you?
But I don't talk about women that much when I'm with her.
Okay, good.
It's just on the show. That's my alter ego here.
Okay, good.
You know?
Yeah, I really like your wife. That's why I'm about to get all testy for her.
Yeah, no, she's fine. She's finally in Israel. She was in Paris for a few days.
So how's she doing? Is she having fun?
Yeah, she's having a lot of fun.
Oh, man.
Yeah. You know, it's cool to be on trips.
Yeah.
You know, you don't have to worry about anything. You just see new places, new vibe.
She's in Paris right now? Or she?
No,
wasn't?
Now she just got to Israel. She was in Paris for a week.
Wow.
With her sister.
Oh, man. Are they having just a blast?
Yeah, she's enjoying herself.
Oh, man.
And it's cool to go back home, you know, because she's got so many friends. It's unbelievable.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they fight over her when she goes there.
Oh,
it's
really?
It's amazing. Yeah.
Oh, that's sweet.
I know. And then you come here and you have no friends, you know, because the social life here is not like it is in other places.
Yeah.
Here. You know, many people are isolated. They kind of like work. They go home and that's
yeah.
pretty much it.
Yeah.
But you go in other places like in Europe or in Israel too.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't matter how hard people work. They always meet each other, get together, go out, do things.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's crazy. I've heard that Europe has got a different... You know, I met this guy from France and he was like, you know, in the States, as a child, you're told not to talk to strangers. You're told to, you
right.
know... There's a constant kind of like, you know, kind of isolation that's built into the community a bit.
Right.
And
for safety reasons.
Yeah, for whatever reasons, but that it becomes where people become very, you live amongst each other, but you're not really communing.
Right.
And whereas in Europe, it's different. You know, you're kind of all over the place and your kids are on the streets and da 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 or whatever.
Mm.
But we started something in our little apartment called Neighbor Night.
And oh, that sounds
yeah,
cool.
Yeah, we just have neighbors over, eat, drink, and play board games, actually.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah.
I don't know any of my neighbors. Nobody, like, makes an effort.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I mean, the most we have is a, you know, hi, bye on the elevator. That's about it.
Really?
Yeah.
You guys don't know any of your neighbors?
No. Nobody's, like, into socializing and shit.
Maybe you should start a night. And just be like, hey, I'm kicking off neighbor night. Get to know each other.
We have a lot of hot chicks live in my building, let me tell you. Oh, man, I go crazy when I see them sometimes. Yeah, and I hate the guys they're with because they get...
Oh, really?
Yeah, they get all the merchandise. I don't know. I'm a frustrated married man, but
aww.
I'm very happy.
No, I know.
I'm very happy. It's just that, you know, men are like that. We're like that.
I've met a man. I met somebody recently who told me he's like, you know, he's very honest. He's like, I want to screw every woman.
Yeah.
He's like, yeah. And he loves his wife and he's married with two kids. But
right.
He's like, yeah, I want to screw every woman.
Yeah. But, you know, you don't have to act on it.
No, you don't. Yeah, I don't know. I think that's got to be really, really, really difficult. I know some women that struggle with that too.
Yeah.
Where they fantasize about somebody else and
right.
with their husband and yeah, so I
but that's not the norm, obviously. I mean, you know, that's not the majority. Mostly it's a man problem, I think. And you know, I mean, women need more like love and intimacy and things like that, not necessarily sex, but and I think usually it's women that are frustrated in their relationship that are looking for something else. Not women that are content, right? But men, it's different. I mean, I can be extremely happy and still, you know, want to bang.
Yeah.
Women.
What do you
I
think
see.
About that? Do you think it'll ever go away or slow down? Or do you think it'll...
No, I don't think it does. No.
No?
It's a natural thing. You know, it's a biological thing. It's
You're
an
right.
evolutionary thing. You know, what are you going to do? I mean, look, because I was thinking about this today when I was reading something in the online... that porn is really for men. I mean, that's not a secret. You know, I mean, some women may dabble in it and stuff, but the thing is it's for men because men are very visual.
Uh-huh.
And they're really into all kinds of sex. For men, the intimacy is not that important. For women, it is. That's why porn is not really appealing to many women.
Yeah.
Because there is no intimacy. It's just like, it's very cold and...
Mm-hmm.
You know, just like anonymous, almost.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, I mean, so it's because obviously men are different from women.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, and I don't think it's a secret. So, yeah, it's something that we have to struggle with. I mean, I'm not going to ask you to feel sorry for me, but at the same time, at least to understand.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, I mean... I think that, I mean, I know this isn't a popular opinion, and I know I'm not saying it as a like a band-aid or like a quick fix, but I think that I think the struggle is probably a lot stronger than it is, obviously for men than it is for women, and I totally acknowledge that. But I also do believe that people can condition to a degree, not completely, but to a degree, what you feed your brain, the images that you feed, the things you meditate on in your mind. And I think that can intensify those urges or decrease them a bit.
Probably.
I'm not saying it makes it go away, but I think that if somebody's trying to be faithful to their wife, but they're looking at porn all day and they're fantasizing about other women and they're constantly putting themselves in a situation to salivate and want what they can't have, that's only going to intensify the frustration
The
temptation.
That's true.
Versus like, you know, kind of shutting it down a bit and trying to redirect that energy onto your wife or into an activity. And then it's not that it's completely ever going to go away because you're human, but
tonight.
It's like kind of, you know, I think I can only speak for myself, but I think even as a woman, there's things that like I have to choose to not think about sometimes.
Yeah.
Like there's sometimes I have to go, oh, I can't really go there too much in my brain or it's going to really fuel the fire for something that I know isn't right for me right now.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
And it's not easy. Like, it's not easy. Like, sometimes I don't succeed at it, and sometimes I do.
Right.
But it helps.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Like, there's periods of my life where I'm more focused on certain things, like, that fill me and bring life, and then I don't feel I don't have that nagging feeling of it as much, if at all.
Right.
And then there's times when I'm kind of not so much operating in maybe a more spiritual element and I feel more alive physically.
Mm-hmm.
And then it becomes more nagging and a struggle,
mm-hmm.
you know. And I think that there's a way to minimize it is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I don't know either.
Well, I mean, it's just like wanting something you can't have. It's
right.
like it's anything. It's like you... You may always want what you can't have. I think it's, take away the word sex and sexual stuff for a second. It's like, it's in human nature for us to want what we can't have, and the grass is greener, and to want more, to consume more, to possess more, to dominate more. It's like we constantly want more, and it's a it's a flawed part of being a human, I think. It's a very broken side of us, and I think it's destructive to ourselves and to people around us. So regardless of what that is, it's like, you know, there's things I know that I want, but that I can just get myself so frustrated of wanting them.
Right.
And then if I were to have them, it could totally be awful to me. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Okay. Well, what can I say? did you hear that Charlie Sheen was hospitalized this morning?
For what?
For adverse drug reaction. So we don't know if they're saying some kind of an allergy to medicine, but they're not really saying what's going on. The fact of the matter is, apparently he's been to rehab the past month or so. So, you know, I don't know if this is like he fell off the wagon or what's going on. But that's Charlie Sheen in the hospital.
That sucks.
And who knows what the hell's going on. Yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah, he just had... he was just ordered to go to rehab because of that domestic violence he had with his girlfriend and in Colorado, if you remember that, a few months ago.
Yeah.
Some domestic violence.
Drug use is so just, I mean, there's nothing I can say about it that you don't already know, but I feel like you can't rationalize with people on drugs, and you can't, they're unpredictable.
Yeah.
So.
Addiction is very difficult to deal with.
Yeah.
Know? And, I mean, I don't know much about it, but I think that, you know, once you have, I think you have addiction genes, you know, and I think once you dabble in it, it's hard to get out, you know? So that's why when you're an alcoholic, you're an alcoholic for life, even when you don't drink. It's just, it's there, you know, it's that inclination to pick it up again and do that. You know, it's the euphoria, it's whatever, you know, the self-medication, whatever you want to call it. And it's hard to judge these people, you know, but, you know, who knows? When you're not in that position, you don't really know what's the struggle and what they have to go through, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So.
No, I agree. I agree. I do think it's a little bit glamorized, though, in Hollywood. It's just a little bit too much taking up the headlines, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you got a problem, I know, but. Okay,
yeah.
we've heard
it's
it.
It's just that they're more visible, so we see their problems magnified. But,
that's true.
But it happens all over the place.
Yeah. You know? Yeah. Well, it's interesting, kind of growing up in Texas, I mean, and not just Texas, but like the town I grew up in, I mean, certain cultures are way more drinking, smoking cultures or whatever.
Right.
And it becomes so normative for people to have that as part of their life that you don't realize if it's alcoholism or not. Like even in like the UK or, you know, England.
Yeah,
it's a real drinking culture. So,
right.
Are they all alcoholics, or is, like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Or is it just?
Well, you know, I mean, you can't imagine someone drinking that much and it doesn't, you know, without affecting their lives. I can't imagine.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, an addiction, I think, is something where it becomes a problem when it ruins your life, when it interferes with your life.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't imagine that if you drink so much that it wouldn't. It doesn't matter if it's part of the culture or not.
Mm-hmm.
But you still be an alcoholic.
Yeah, it's just hard to tell. Like, if every day after work you go to the pub, and then, you know, you hang out at the pub with your friends.
Yeah, that's
then,
definitely an alcoholic.
You know, and then, but yeah. I mean, that's what they all do, and not everyone, but that's the majority of the
right.
culture does.
It's a stereotype, yeah.
It's not true, though. I mean, you're just...
No, I'm saying it is true.
Yeah, I'm not saying every single person, but
right.
yeah, there's this culture of drinking. But the same thing, you know, where I was from growing up. I mean, my dad drank all the time.
Really?
Yeah, he doesn't drink anymore, but he did grow
and
up.
And obviously changes behavior.
Yes.
You know?
Yeah. Everybody acts different when they're on something.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
For my dad, he would just get sleepy.
Really?
And go to bed.
Yeah. Did he ever get, like, angry and violent and things
I mean,
like
he would
that?
Be angry sometimes, but it was never really alcohol-related.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, no. Not that I could remember.
Yeah.
It was always, he would get sleepy and go to bed.
Yeah.
And that was it. It was more like, I guess it's a way to check out, you know?
Yeah.
To not have to deal with stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. Sleeping is a good way to check out.
Yeah. And then my mom has always been on some kind of prescription meds for something.
Right.
But she's actually called me recently, and she was way more coherent than I've ever heard her, like, in my life. Yeah. She sounds like she's doing, I don't know, maybe she couldn't afford her drugs this month. I don't know what it was. But she was just like a little bit more, she's a little more there, you know? Instead of like, hey, Carrie, she's a little more like this. You need to talk about like this.
Yeah, so she's more coherent. Is that what you're saying?
A little bit more.
Understand her more.
Yeah, she's just a little bit more. She's like, "Hey, baby girl, what's going on?" And like, I'm like, I don't know why she calls me baby girl, because I'm like, you know, my 20s. And this is a weird thing I know about parents is when you need them to be a parent growing up, it's like they're not there or available or interested. But then when you're no longer need them, it's when they kind of want to be parental. And it's like, look, this isn't the way it goes down now. This time and this part of your life and my life is over. So now we could be friends, because that's what it is, essentially. But it's funny, like, they like to kind of play that role. My mom does. She's like, "Hey, baby girl, what's up, girl?"
Yeah, well, you know, I mean, as far as your parents, you never really grow up for the, as far as they're concerned. You know, you're always their little baby.
No, I'm not their little baby.
No, well, I mean, that's, you know, it's hard to one day look at your kid and go, it's not the same kid I used to have.
Well,
and it's
I don't have a normal parent.
I miss the time when my kids would sit on my lap and everything,
sweet.
Now it just doesn't happen. I barely see them now.
Aww.
So yeah, but they're still my babies, you know?
Oh, that's sweet, Sam.
No, really.
Well, my parents aren't functional and normal, so that doesn't count. But my aunt, who kind of raised me, who's my dad's sister, she's like my mom.
Right.
And she treats me like that. She'd be like, "Pull down your skirt." She's like, "Pull up your top." She's like, "You're not going out with me wearing that." I'm like, "Deborah, my ass is pushing 30. And you're trying to tell me what I can wear or not?" She's like, "You're not going out with me looking like that." I'm like, "Oh, gosh." She's like, "Kara, make sure you do this. Make sure you do this." It's really sweet, though, because she loves me so much. But she still thinks of me as like this teenager that just can't get it together. Hey, what do you know? It's kind of the same.
You see, that's the thing. Your parents remember these things, you know?
Yeah.
And you just move on and, you know, you become a different person, an adult, and you view life differently. But your parents haven't changed.
No, it's really funny because if I stay with her or something and I'm out late, I mean, she just freaks her out.
Yeah.
She's like, "Well, make sure you do this. I want you to be safe."
When you're out late.
She's like, "I want you to be safe. I watched 2020 the other day. I watched Dateline the other day. I watched America's Most Wanted the other day." I'm like, "Stop watching TV and the news. Like, I'm fine." I remember telling her, "Look, I live in Los Angeles. You know, I think I can handle Baycliff, Texas. You know, or one time I was in Michigan. I think I can handle freaking Farmville, Michigan. It's fine."
Yeah.
You know, but it's funny. Yeah, she's definitely that role that's very, still sees me as a kid and is protective. And,
yeah. Let me tell you, it's tough as a parent to go through that, you know, when they leave the nest. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. It is. It is. I mean, I miss it so much, you know. I used to see my kids 3 times a week. Mm-hmm. Now barely once.
Really?
Yeah. They're just too busy.
You know,
with their own lives. So you have to, so just like they're adjusting with their growth, you have, as a parent, you have to adjust to the same thing.
Yeah. How are your kids doing? Is your daughter, does she have a job?
They're doing
very
well. Yeah. She's got a job. She's going to school, and my son's going to school. He's going to start college next year, and they're doing fine.
That's good.
Yeah.
That's good. 'Cause I know you were like bummed out for a second. You thought that she should be working or something like that.
Yeah.
She's
working now.
Do they ever listen to the show?
No.
Good. Did you tell them not to listen to the show?
No, I never did. They're just not interested.
Okay.
It's not something that interests them, I guess.
No, I understand. I don't, like, I was friended by a really cool 13-year-old kid on Facebook, and I didn't realize he's 13. And so I friended him. He's a fan of the show.
Really?
So I'm like, I had to tell him, like, "Look, you can't listen to the show." And I said, "I don't know if we should be Facebook friends either." I said, "It's not you, it's me." When we talk about adult situations, adult content, it's not appropriate. And he's like, "Oh, man."
It's funny that we have a 13-year-old listener, huh?
Yeah, and I told him, he's a really smart, innovative kid that wants to do music and...
How cool.
Oh, just really intelligent.
Let's give him a shout-out. What's his first name?
His name's Logan.
Logan, here's a shout-out to you.
Hey, Logan.
Thanks for listening.
Thanks for listening, but... Don't.
Yeah, you're too young for Kira still.
Still too young.
Yeah.
But no, I said, "Go talk to your mom. Ask your mom if it's okay." He's like, "Have you got Katy Perry's new CD?" It's awesome. I'm like, "You're listening to Katy Perry's new CD?" I guess they do at that age, huh? 13?
Yeah, yeah. She just got married, huh?
Yeah, I just...
To that guy.
I love Katy Perry's music. I love Rihanna. But I'm like, my kids aren't listening to that kind of music until they hit a certain age. I think 13 is still too young for that.
Yeah.
If you don't know, the lyrics are like rough.
Yeah, but good luck, you know. I mean, good luck controlling your kids in that way.
Well, I will. I'll give them some issues to go to therapy about. You know?
Yeah.
There's a time to be a kid is all I'm saying.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And that time's right now.
I know, but they can't wait anymore to grow up.
So everybody, just to let you know, Halloween's coming up. I'm taking suggestions for costumes. Let me know. Either way, on my page, Sam Page, or the page, let me know Halloween suggestions.
Okay.
What should I be?
So, but you said you're working. How are you going to go to a Halloween
party? No, I get off at like around 9:30 or 10.
Oh, yeah?
So I'm still going out somewhere.
So that's for Sunday night.
No, Sunday I'm not working at all.
Okay. But that's Halloween. It's Sunday,
Sunday's
right?
Halloween, but right. A lot of the parties are going to be on Saturday.
On Saturday, right.
So, and I may do two different costumes. But okay. Let me know your suggestions, and if I wear the costume, I'll post a photo on LA Talk Radio.
Sounds good. Fair enough. Okay, everybody. Thank you all for joining us. We got to run, and we'll see you all tomorrow.
You have been listening to Sam and Kara in the Morning, which airs every weekday from 10 to 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time and originates from the Los Angeles Talk Radio studios. For questions regarding the show or to learn more about sponsorship opportunities, please direct all correspondents to info@latalkradio.com. Sam and Kara in the Morning is a production of LA Talk Radio. We say what we want.